Welcome back to another episode of Liam's Thoughts and Stories. Today we're going to be talking about school. Oh my god, yay! So you know how we're going to get into it? First podcast, we're just going to dive into it. So I'm just going to go down the list of, you know, my class periods that I have. So first period, we have theater. Oh my god, wow, fantastic. We have theater. Cesspool of death. I'm pretty sure my teacher is a recovering alcoholic, and she has a kid that is fucking weird as hell, dude. Her kid is so fucked up. It's not even funny. Basically what we do in the class, we take... Oh, yeah. So, there's a bullshit thing that we do in there. It's like... Basically what we do is... The first 5 minutes of class... No, not the 5 minutes of class. The first, like, 2 minutes of class... We do this gay breathing exercise. Where it's like... Let me... I'll do it with you. Ready? Now, class... Breathe in. And, you know, a bunch of people at that time are, like, hitting their fucking jewels and vapes. It's fucking hilarious. But, like, breathe in. Exhale. Breathe in. Exhale. Breathe in. Exhale. Breathe in. Exhale. You know, that bullshit like that. Man, her reasoning is, this gets you started for the day. I call bullshit on that motherfucker. You know what gets me started on the day? Goddamn coffee. Not breathing, motherfucker. I don't have to focus on my breathing. My body does that naturally. Because if I had to focus on my breathing, I'd be fucking dead by now. You understand? Yeah. Okay? See? Duh. Motherfuckers. Goddamn. I mean, I get so pissed off so easily because I'm just a little cunt. So, Oh, yeah, she tries to convince us, my teacher, that theater is an important class. Newsflash, bitches, it's not. It's not. What I learn in there is how to ignore people, how to be a cunt constantly, and, I don't know, maybe write down some shit, you know, about some closeted foot fetishist, in the 1500 AD BC kind of bullshit like that. So, you know, that's always fun. Fabulous! You know, all that bullshit. She tries to give us history lessons on theater. That shit is so fucking pointless. Why the fuck do I need to know who the fucking leader of pantomime was? Like, that shit is so dumb. And I know who it is. His name is Charlie Chaplin. And if you take off his fucking hat, he looks like goddamn Adolf Hitler, motherfuckers. You take off this bitch's hat, look him up right now. Charlie Chaplin. You take off his hat or just cover it with your finger, bitch looks like fucking Adolf Hitler, deadass. Look him up, it's weird as balls. Okay? Balls, weird as balls. So, you know, one day I got so fed up with her bullshit that I actually threw a marker at her. She caught it, threw it back at me, I caught it, and then I threw it on the ground and I said, enough with this bullshit, theater's a fake class, and then she kicked me out, I started laughing on my way out, and my friend Bennett joined me. That was a triumphant moment by myself. And Bennett. Then we move to second period, we have agroscience. This motherfucker is crazy. My parents will agree, and you know he's crazy when the parents agree. You know the teacher is bad shit, dumb as hell, when even the parents agree with you. Let me say that again. The parents, my own parents, agree with me saying that. Agree with me saying that my teacher is crazy, right? Yes, exactly. So, here's the thing. I walk in one day to his class. You know, what to do, blah, 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 blah. I'm there with my friend Angel, best friend forever, he's fucking amazing. I sit down next to him, I sit down with my friend named Angel, my friend named Angel, fucking English today, right? That's right, bitches. So I sit next to him, Angel, we start taking on some notes, and then out of fucking nowhere, my teacher says, hey, do you guys watch Star Trek? Like, in the middle of fucking teaching, he's just like, okay, and this dirt is for blah, 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 blah. And in the middle of teaching, he's like, hey guys, do you watch Star Trek? And I said, no, because I'm not a lonely motherfucker like yourself. He then proceeds to go and roasts me back, quotation marks, and he says, I'm not a lonely motherfucker. I have kids and I live in a trailer park. And I said, you just roasted yourself by saying that you live in a trailer park. Yeah, I know. It's pretty badass, right? I'm such a G. So then what happens is we go back to class. Not go back to class. You know, we continue with the notes. Then we have this bitch on my left saying, oh, you guys shouldn't have said that. You should respect him. So first of all, number one, you cunt. It's kind of hard to respect a guy that looks like a fucking chimpanzee mixed with a goddamn flying squirrel with the size of a head of a bowling ball. Okay? So shut the fuck up, Brenda. Second of all, who the fuck even asked you? Okay? Shut the fuck up. No one even knows who the fuck you are. You've got a bowling ball looking ass head. My teacher looks like a chimpanzee, so how can I be expected to not say anything when he looks high as hell? Right? Exactly. I know y'all fucking agree with me. You're like, oh, yeah, that's true, Liam. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I know it's fucking true. Because when you have a teacher that's as skinny as balls as Shaggy from Scooby-Doo, with hair as wild as a chimpanzee, and who looks high constantly like Snoop Dogg, how the fuck can you not make fun of him? You just look at him and you think, oh my god, he's a fucking stoner. Oh my god. What the fuck did I just sign up for in this bitch? Jesus Christ. You know, that's fun. Then we go and migrate. What the fuck? I just said migrate, yeah. We go ahead and migrate. We're going to use that word for the day. That's the word of the day, people. Migrate. To move people from one area to another and the needs of survival. Yes, in this case, I did need to survive. Anyways, so I migrated to my third period. Third period is amazing. I have a teacher there named Miss Espessi. She's going to get married very, very soon. She just had her birthday. She turned 27. It's kind of creepy that I know how old she is, but, you know, I guess that's okay. I don't know. It's turning really creepy. That class is really chill, cool. I have a motherfucker who sits in front of me named Cole Spencer. He's kind of a walking cock. If you know what a chicken looks like, a walking cock, just imagine a female chicken. Yes, I said female, because even though he's a dude, he's fucking female. Which I guess is a roast, but, you know. I'm going to have some people in the comments be like, what does female have to do with being a roasted anything? Well, if you're going to be a female, I'm going to make fun of you. If you're going to be a male, I'm going to make fun of you. If you're going to be a transgender motherfucker, I'm going to make fun of you. Because guess what? On this podcast, we don't give a fuck about people's feelings. I just make people laugh. I give you my opinion, and that's how it is. Okay? Yeah, whatever. Bro, I sound like I'm fucking dying. Fucking Ebola, yeah. So, you know, I have this bitch that sits in front of me named Cole Spencer. He's like a know-it-all, a know-it-all psychopath. Basically, whatever conversation you're trying to have, privately, publicly, whatever, over the phone, whatever you're doing, you know, whatever, he'll just interject himself like a fucking mosquito that's trying to suck the fucking life out of you and be like, well, actually, this is that. I'm like, well, actually, my fist can fit in your goddamn fucking mouth, and I can shove it in your mouth and kill you. No, actually, shut the fuck up, okay? You got a pin up, you got a pin of a head, okay? Shut the fuck up. And then he gives me all these facts about like, oh, well, this is this and this is this. I can give you a fact, you're never gonna find a fucking wife, ever, a girlfriend, let it go. And every time I roast him, you know he's weird as balls. Balls? You heard that voice crack. Balls? You know he is weird as balls when even my teacher laughs at the roast that I make at him. So one day, I did something really retarded. Like, I said, Cole, you're gay. Shut the hell up. He then said, well, what's wrong with being gay? I then said, ask every person that was gay in the 1960s. My teacher started laughing fucking hysterically. She was like, that's so true. And then Cole said, shut up to me. And I said, shut doesn't go up. And she literally, I shit you not, my teacher pissed herself. My teacher pissed herself from a stupid ass joke that said, shut doesn't go up. That's dumb as hell. I didn't even make that joke. I got that joke from a kid named Joel that goes to my school. It's not even a good joke. That's a shit joke. Shit joke. That's shit. But, you know, whatever. Yeah, then we have fourth period. Fourth period is really fun because of a couple of reasons. I have all my friends there. I have Angel, Bella, Brianna. Actually, yeah, those are the only three people that I actually like in that class. I've had a couple other people, you know. In that class, it's gets really boring really easily because we have a lot of... We have... That class is a study hall, which means we can do work for other classes, you know. Which, obviously, I don't. Obviously, duh. So, I'll randomly, like, a lot during the day of that class, I'll randomly just shout out curse words and weird-ass sentences. Like, one day, like, a couple weeks ago, we were just, like, working on an assignment, and I got so bored and tired that I just screamed out the word, cock! Like, just out loud. And literally everyone that I saw, except for the teacher, obviously, was on the floor laughing their asses off at one word. Cock. I just said it, like, in the middle of class. I was just like, oh, yeah, Angel, this is cool. I just said, cock! And I was just like, they got back up, you know, 25 minutes later. Penis in my mouth! I just said that out loud because I'm fucking weird. I might be gay. I don't know, whatever. So I said that out loud. You know, it's all fun and games. I said it out loud. They all fall on the ground again, laughing. you know, that class is amazing. What else happens? Oh, I like to hack into the whiteboard up on the the projector on the screen because I sit next to the projector with my friend Angel and Bella and Brianna, and which means I can take a USB drive with memes on them because I'm a fifth grader. Yes, memes. Mostly offensive memes. and I can insert it into the projector's, like, USB drive. And I can just project memes on the board while the teacher's teaching. Or in the back, you know. One time I had a meme with a kid that had a fake, like, finger gun. Like, you know, when you're, like, in fourth and fifth grade, you had the finger gun, you know, pointed at your friend and be like, hey, I'm shooting you, you know, like, that kind of stuff. So that kid had that shit, like, on over his head. And the meme was, when the autistic kid plays Call of Duty too much. And that shit was hilarious. I know, like, on the podcast, it doesn't seem or, you know, sound as funny, but that shit, imagine you're just doing your work. You're doing some algebra, you know, doing some language arts. You're doing whatever. You're jerking off. Who gives a fuck? You're doing whatever. But then you proceed to look up, and you see a kid, an autistic kid, with fake finger guns pointed to his head with a caption of, when the autistic kid plays Call of Duty too much, you will laugh, just as everyone else in that class did. Even the fucking teacher laughed, okay? This is how brilliant I was, or am. I am, obviously, duh. But, you know, my fifth period, nothing really happens there. It's just French, boring as fuck. She's kind of oblivious to everything. One time, I threw a pencil at her, and she said, was that a bug? That's how dumb she is. Sixth period is amazing. I have my teacher, Mr. Hearn. He's pretty cool. He'll curse during class too. He's pretty cool. Super chill. I think the reason I like the class is because it's history. I love history. Also because he respects me and I respect him. And this is why it can work. I have straight A's in that class. Ever since I even started the class, I've never gone below a B in that class, which I'm very proud of. Thank you. Applause music now sounds. what else? Seventh period is hell period for me because I'm pretty much tired. I'm done with all this bullshit by the end of the day. And it's also math, which sucks balls. Fucking algebra. Imagine having to do math, like hardcore math at the end of the day with a difficult-ass teacher. That shit is fucking hell. Fuck that shit. Hell no. Bitches, fuck no, hell no. But yeah, I get through it. So, you know, anyways. Oh yeah, what else happens? Oh yeah, let's talk about the media center. So we have two cunts that run the media center. We have a fat cunt and we have a skinny ass cunt. So my teachers, the teachers in the not teachers, they don't know jack shit. The people that run the media center at my school are really stupid. So one time I had to pay a fine for a book. I then proceeded to pay the fine. I paid the fine, and literally, not even 5 seconds after I pay the fine, I go to check out my book that I'm going to check out, and the person says again, oh, but wait, you have another fine. And I said, that can be impossible. I just paid the only one I had off right now. And she says, no, the system is showing that you have another fine. When I go back there around the computer, it is showing the same motherfucking fine I just paid. You know why? Because the bitch forgot to hit, or didn't know, to hit refresh on the page. That's all her bitch had to do, was just hit refresh with the fucking mouse on the page. God damn it. That's all she had to do. On the page. Just hit the fucking refresh button. And she's like, oh, whoops. I'm like, oh, whoops. Me, I forgot to just beat the fuck out of you. Whoops. Huh. I don't know. Well, that was pretty dark. That was pretty mean. But, you know, we're going to roll with it here. Like I said, we don't give a fuck about people's feelings. So, you know, that shit happens pretty regularly at this hellhole of a school. I know I've been, I need to address something. I know I've been bad-mouthing my school lately. I love school. I love going to my classes, my friends. This is just a more realistic version of it. I don't really have necessarily a popular view on school. I don't think we need it as much as adults make it out to be. Of course, I do think people need to know how to read and know how to do simple algebra and simple geometry. Because you do use algebra every day of your life. You just don't call it algebra. You know what I mean? Like, you're not like, oh, how much is my taxes this week? And you're like, and you add the taxes percentage up. That's algebra. You just, in your everyday life, you just don't call it algebra. You see what I'm saying? I do love school. It's a great place to connect. I fucking hate the classes, like most of them, except for language arts, history, and study skills. But, you know, I like school because of the social aspect. If you can't tell, I'm probably a very social person, obviously. Duh. Fabulous! But, yeah. This feels like a good time to stop. Thank you all for listening. Goodbye. Please subscribe and comment down below what you would like me to talk about next.